Russia's largest television network, the state-run RTR, is coming to the United States with a Russian-language TV channel. New York City, home of the largest Russian immigrant community in the United States, will account for a significant portion of the channel's audience. RTR, the largest television company in the Russian Federation, teamed up with the U.S.-based Russian media group to launch the new Russian channel, called RTR Planeta. Head of the media group, Mark Golub, says the channel will reach at least a third of the 3 million Russian speakers currently living in the United States.
This is a national Russian language television from Russia coming to America, featuring cultural programming. It would be as if the best of PBS was suddenly available to Americans living abroad. It is a historic development not only for them, but in terms of Russian-American cultural relations.
In 1991, Mr. Golub created the first daily Russian language channel in the United States, bringing Russian television to the large Russian immigrant population in Brooklyn, New York. That channel went off the air in 1997, but Mr. Golub says his work there set the stage for his current deal with RTR. With its 89 affiliated stations, RTR reaches audiences across Russia. New York-based Russians like Anna Malova are thrilled about the arrival of Planeta in the city. Ms. Malova was a runner-up in the Miss Universe pageant in 1998 and has lived in New York ever since. She says as much as she loves living in America, she misses home. Television is one of the ways she keeps in touch.
I miss Russian culture, and I have all traditions inside of me, and it's so important. I see my parents once a year, it's not enough, and at least if I can see Russian television, if I can hear it, and if I can be more exposed to what's going on right there, not from American news or from whatever friends tell me, but if I can, it would be so much fun, would be so much so interesting just to enjoy it.
Ms. Malova says that although satellite television has provided Russians living in the United States with some Russian programming over the years, it has not always been the best her country has to offer.
They show kind of some people said a lot of serial soap operas, so it's not really a television, and it would be great to see something real, a government channel that comes to the United States.
Vyacheslav Pavlovsky is the Russian Federation's consul general in New York. He says Russian television has come a long way since the fall of communism, and that he will be pleased to see more of it in the United States.
Personally, I never have enough because, well, I would like to see as many channels as possible. We have learned how to make television, and, well, we have a variety of channels, and all of them are of great interest. So I'm very happy that RTR television is coming to America.
Mr. Pavlovsky says it reminds him of the excitement he felt seeing U.S. programming in Russia for the first time in the years immediately following the fall of communism. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.